SU Election 2020, brought to you by The Pulse, your place for student news.
There are two candidates running for the position of Welfare and Wellbeing Officer, Edward Robert Crawley and Emily Coleman. Edward Robert Crawley's campaign focuses on being flexible to cope with COVID-19 and budget restraints, as well as stressing the need to improve communication. Edward proposes to reduce the impact of COVID-19 through holding meetings with part-time officers to ensure all groups are receiving appropriate levels of welfare support, and preparing a proactive plan to engage students if they have not returned to campus by the autumn semester, including supporting Welcome Week, clubs and societies. Edward also wants to increase clarity by making services such as counselling more transparent and fostering a closer relationship with university welfare to develop targeted welfare support and resources. Finally, Edward wants to increase inclusivity through exploring the delivery of welfare and wellbeing services online and advertising Disabled Students Allowance funded mentoring. Also running for the position of Welfare and Wellbeing Officer is Emily Coleman, who's been involved in the Welfare Network Committee. She proposes to establish a Welfare and Wellbeing Council for committee members responsible for welfare within societies, sports groups and other student-run groups. Improve the prominence of welfare within commercial partnerships, specifically Crisis, Ocean and DG Taxis. Collaborate with Welfare Network, Healthy You and other groups and services on regular events and campaigns, as well as continuing to expand and introduce access to free STI screenings, drug testing kits, sanitary products and condoms. Finally, she wants to reward and thank student volunteers within welfare groups, including running an end-of-year celebration event.
Looking at welfare and wellbeing manifestos, starting with Emily Coleman, I think she's got a really clear and concise manifesto. She really sets out what she would like to do, how she would like to do it, what would come of it kind of thing, which I think is really good. She mentions wanting to establish a welfare and wellbeing council, which, you know, would be responsible for all welfare, whether it in societies, SRSs, sports groups, which I think is really good, because even though each of those groups, societies, whatever, have their own welfare officers, the fact that there would be some sort of higher council that they could go to and work with would be fantastic. And I think having this council would show to students that welfare is being placed at the top of the SU. It's not something that they would just brush over. It's something that they take quite seriously. So I really love that idea. She also wants to improve welfare within commercial partnerships, so such as club nights that we have in Nottingham, which I think is really good. So it can focus more on students' issues may have, whether it's to do with bouncers, staff misconduct, sexual violence or assault, really raising awareness about those potential issues, which I think is so important, because we see it all over buy and sell on social media of all these things that are happening and then nothing gets done about it. And so I think that's really important. There's also a big focus for her on student mental health and support. One thing she mentions is that she wants to increase awareness of how to access all of the support and work within the university and the SU. I'm not sure how furthermore she can increase awareness. I'd be interested to see what she does, because I think for a lot of us it's more of, oh, you see a poster here and there, there's a mention on a big screen, you get an email. Like, there's very minimal things that sometimes for students we question, well, is that them? That's their way of increasing awareness. That's, you know, whack a letter out, an email out, a poster or whatever, and that's sufficient enough. It'd be interesting to see how she goes about increasing the awareness and whether it works or not. It's great that she wants to sort specific support out for groups such as international students or postgrad students, because each person at the university is at a different stage, comes from a different group. So I think having specific support for specific groups is a really, really good idea. I like that she wants to increase student support on all of the other campuses, not just University Park, especially when you've got the likes of Sutton Bonnington, where people are miles out, they're not in a city centre, and if you're not used to that, it can really take its toll. So I think ensuring that the support on there is just as good as what it is on University Park is a fantastic idea. And she also mentions, you know, keeping up with supporting students through COVID-19, which, again, fantastic, because that's really what's going to be affecting a lot of people come the new academic year. Additionally, she wants to continue collaborating with the welfare network and other welfare groups, which is fantastic because she mentions stuff on sexual health, substance abuse, sanitation, all of those kinds of things that students struggle with that maybe there isn't enough out there for them. So continuing with that collaboration and making stuff more available to students regarding those things is really good. And then she also wants to reward and thank student volunteers within the welfare group, such as people like Nightline or Nottingham Night Owls, all of that kind of jazz, which is just a really nice way of thanking those volunteers for helping out. Next up, we have Edward Crawley. And again, this is another really clear and concise manifesto. You really get a feel of what you would like to do, what would come from him doing certain things. One thing that this manifesto does scream out at me is honesty. He hasn't just come in and gone, I'm going to promise you the world, here's A, B and C, this is how we're going to do it. He's gone, look, we're in the middle of a global pandemic. I don't know what's going to happen in a few months' time. You don't know what's going to happen in a few months' time. But here's what I'm going to try and do to deal with the situation as best as I can, which I think is absolutely brilliant. He says he wants to focus on flexibility and communication by adapting to this new situation that COVID-19 presents, but also using it as an opportunity to understand how the Students' Union can offer more remote services to its students, which is really good. So his first point is reducing the impact of COVID-19. Which he wants to, you know, create a proactive plan so students are engaged with welfare, have regular meetings with all of the officers to ensure that each group is being supported during the situation, wants to maintain online engagements with the SU officers, which is really good. Next, he wants to look at clarity. So wanting to provide students on giving them the transparency as to how certain student services work. You know, when it comes to stuff like the counselling service, it's very hard to navigate. How do I get an appointment? Where do I go? Can I even have an appointment? All of that kind of thing. So I think making that clear for all students is a really, really good idea. And he also wants to let students know what they can expect from each service, which again is really good because if you, you know, are struggling or whatever with a certain issue, but you're not sure what you can expect if you go to a certain service, then it might, you know, somewhat put you off because you don't really know where you should go or what's going to happen. So I also think that is a brilliant idea. He also mentions inclusivity, saying that how during this situation we've been shown that there's a lot of stuff we can do remotely, and therefore he wants to look at potential online services for students, which I think would be really ideal, especially because even not in the situation that we're in, there can be students that are really struggling but don't potentially want to go see somebody in person. So if they had more opportunities online remotely, that might make them feel a lot more comfortable about trying to get help. Another thing which I think is really important and I think is sort of missed a lot is exploring and advertising the DSA, which is the Disabled Student Allowance. I've had friends that have not been aware of it or not realised that they're eligible for it. And I think a lot of students out there probably don't realise that. So promoting that is really beneficial, I think.